Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome along to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan, here with you till 12 o'clock tonight with an absolutely cracking show, I have to say. I know I say it all the time. I'm back with you this evening after a brilliant show last night, and we are going to do the double because later on, I'm going to tell you what's coming up, later on tonight after 11 o'clock, we're going to be talking about open relationships. Now, I know we talked about it on Nighttime Talk previously. Lauren O'Sullivan dealt with that particular subject, but we're going to go back to it, and we have an expert on open relationships on the show. Shai Fishman is going to be joining me. Before that, we're going to be talking about, this is a good one, Leo Varadkar says he plans on getting a tattoo. So we want your thoughts on tattoos. Maybe you have one, maybe people in your family have them, maybe you don't like them at all, maybe you think he shouldn't get one, or why didn't he get one indeed when he was Taoiseach. And we're also going to be talking about dash cam footage. Now there's talk of mandatory dash cams on every car in the country, and I want to talk to you about privacy around that, and is it a good idea. And of course we know that there's some terrible tragic news nearly every week now, unfortunately, in this country about road deaths and accidents that happen. So we're going to talk around that. It's sensitive enough stuff indeed. And we're also going to be talking about little different bits and bobs that came up in the news today, especially that terrifying incident, to be honest, absolutely terrifying, of the airline, the plane in the sky that hit turbulence and one person sadly died, and lots of injuries as well. So we want to find out what you think about flying. Maybe you're scared of flying, maybe you love flying, maybe you think people who are scared of flying are irrational and it's a pointless fear because, you know, they say it's the safest, you know, form of transport. So we'll find out about that, and get in touch with us and let us know what you think about all of those topics on 087 188 0008. Call in. This show is all about you, your voice, your opinion, and send us a WhatsApp as well if you don't feel like chatting away on air. We'd love to get the WhatsApps. Right, so the first thing we're going to talk about tonight, now this is going to get a few people talking, is Ireland fat? Okay, now I know it hits close to home for many of us here in Ireland. We're going to talk about the Big O. Now, we're known for a lot of things in this country, stunning landscapes, rich history, the crack, of course, but we're also becoming known for something a little less, well, I suppose, healthy. Studies say we have one of the highest rates of obesity in Europe. 88% of Irish people will be obese by 2060. They say around 60% of adults, and a good chunk of our kids are carrying a bit more weight than is ideal. So the question is, you know, is it too many pints? Is it our love of a good fry-up? Or are we facing a serious health crisis? Should we deal with it like we dealt with smoking? You know, can we, you know, tackle it in a totally different way? There is a novel idea on the table that I find really, really interesting. And I'm just going to check this here so I get it right. The government have an urge to give tax breaks, okay? Tax breaks for those who try to be physically active to encourage people to stay healthy. A new lobby group, Fit for Life, Irish Physical Activity Alliance, or IPAA. They want people with gym memberships or people who attend yoga classes, things like that, to be able to claim tax back on those amounts that they spend as health expenses. You know, so if you're paying a gym membership, say 150 a month or whatever it is, you can put that into your taxes, maybe get a rebate, get a rebate back. And the argument logically would be that it's going to eventually save the state a few bob. So I don't know, what do you think of that? You know, is that one way of doing it? Because we have to do something about it. So get in touch with us about this topic on 087 188 0008. Now I have Maureen here, and Maureen thinks that we're all a little sensitive. Maureen, we're sensitive, are we, around obesity?
Hi Gary.
Hiya Maureen, you're very welcome to the show.
Well, I don't know. What about being sensitive? That's the first time I heard it mentioned that the government want to, what they want to do.
No, it's a proposal. It's a proposal by a group to say to the government, look, here's an idea. You know, if we look after ourselves, right, and we do our bit on our end, will you save us a few bob? Because we're spending a fortune on our fitness. You know, it's just one way of tackling the problem.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
I've never heard such nonsense in all my life. Do you know what? There is a rise, because I see it myself, and even in children. I don't use the word obese. You're fat. In my book, you're either fat or thin, or maybe in between, right? But it's either fat or thin. But I see them. I even see that the teenagers come out of school. They're going into the supermarkets, and they're going for all that you know, the fried food, the chips and the burgers, and if people kept away from the fast food outlets.
Do you think a bit of
it's not that expensive? Yeah, it's not that expensive to eat healthily.
Well, I don't know, Maureen.
Right.
Like, healthy food can be, a bit expensive. Like, if you want to go down to the supermarket now and buy your, I suppose, corn on the cobs and your bags of kale and all that, it does add up. And, like, all these meal deals, a lot of people say the supermarkets are, you know, they're pushing unhealthy food at cheap prices, and that's why people are eating an awful lot of it.
Well, you won't. You would actually get quite cheap vegetables and fruit in some supermarkets, you know. But, I mean, it is. The fast food has a lot to do with it.
And what would you think more?
Exercise, of course. Children are getting the exercise that we got when we were young. Why? Because they're stuck in front of screens.
So you think lifestyle is a part of it, that children are playing too many computer games?
Yes, lifestyle is a part of it. They're sitting in school all day. They're not allowed to run around in the playground like we were able to do. Now, they might have some games, I'm just talking about, because I have grandchildren in primary to them, in the primary school. But they're not getting enough exercise, because then they come home, and they're on screens. And no wonder children are unhealthy. Well, I'm talking about children. Instead of being out in the fresh air, running around, playing, you know, it's... it is about lifestyle. It's very easy to change. To change your lifestyle from eating that rubbish food, which I call that fast food stuff.
And would you be a cook yourself, Maureen? Do you think that people need to cook more? Would they be more inclined to eat healthier food?
I'm not a cook, Gary. No, I'm not a cook. I'll tell you. Do you know what I eat? I'll tell you what I eat. Every morning, I have a boiled egg, and I'll have a slice of toast,
or it's either
brown bread. And during the week, I will have. I'll get some meat. I'll have. Maybe bacon, cabbage and some other vegetables that I'll get 2 or 3 days out of that. But that's what I eat. I'll eat fruit. But I don't go near fast food places or anything like that. I don't frequent them because it's rubbish.
Have you ever had a little... Do you treat yourself, Maureen? Would you have a little treat at the weekend?
No. The last time now that I went, we say just for a treat... As a bag of chips, and a treat is okay, all right?
Right.
A bit about a year ago.
A year ago you had a treat?
A year ago. Yeah, I can pass these places. They don't bother me.
Well, you have fantastic self-control, Maureen. You wouldn't have a bar of chocolate or a packet of tasty cheese and onion or something like that?
No, very, 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 very seldom. Very seldom. Maybe Sundays. I could go 6 months without eating any sweet stuff.
Well, fair play to you.
And that's the truth.
And so
it's just like a mad notion, but that might be once or twice a year.
And so,
for a takeaway.
Am I to assume, Maureen, that you've never had a problem with your weight?
I've never had a problem. No, I've never had a problem. When I was younger, I weighed more than what I weigh now. I weigh 8.5 stone now.
Hmm.
I still use the stone. But the only weight I ever reached was 9.5.
And how tall are you, Maureen?
I'm about 5'5".
Right, and have you been active your whole life?
Yeah, but you see, when I was young, again, like when we were children, like I played tennis, I was a sprinter.
Hmm.
I played basketball, volleyball, like we were never inside.
And so
we were all running around. And then we didn't grow up, Gary, with all this, what we're seeing. Chippers on the corner and Chinese takeaways. We didn't grow up with any of that. We didn't see it.
Well, there
we grew up on good, healthy food.
No, Maureen, you're making a good point. I mean, I'm 43, and even back when I was growing up in the 80s, there was only chippers. That was really it, and the odd McDonald's or whatever you'd find. But now, now there's nearly every shopfront is some kind of food. If it's not fast food,
there is.
It's fancy food. You know,
And on top of that. The amount of sugary drinks the children are getting, the amount of sweets, is off the scale.
Do you think we have a problem?
I do, yeah. We definitely have a problem.
And how would you tackle it, Maureen?
Well, it's just about... Well, I suppose, as you said, it's self-discipline. You just have to decide to change your lifestyle.
Right.
There's not even any need to be spending a fortune in gyms. If you've got two legs and they're working for you, walk or get a bike and cycle. I love to cycle too. I can't walk that well because I have scoliosis, right? But I can cycle. And I can go for a 6 or 7 mile cycle. A nice slow cycle, but it's exercise.
And the scoliosis, is it sore, Maureen?
It is very sore. Well, it's not a full one. It's in between. It's halfway up my back. So as you're going up to the spine in the middle of my back, it's twisted.
Yeah. And it's all
right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard thing to have now, but you look after yourself at least.
I do. And there are some days I'm not able to walk too much, but when I can walk, I'll get out maybe 3 times a day and I'll cut up. I'll say I'm going shopping. I need to do something.
Yeah.
Well, I'll deliberately forget something and leave something, and then I'll get out in the afternoon and do it, and then I'll get out in the evening. So I'm getting in exercise all day.
Jeez, you have a great
attitude.
I'm
not doing this power walking or anything.
You have a great attitude, Maureen.
But I think we need to look at the children first.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to get the children away from these sugary drinks, all this chocolate and sweets.
And get them moving, you say.
Get them off the screens.
Yeah.
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 All get right, them Maureen. Out. I know.
Maureen, stay with me there. I want to go to Paddy now. Paddy, you think that Ireland has a fat problem, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead there, Paddy. You're welcome to the show.
And I'll tell you why I think Ireland has a fat problem, because the cost of living in this country is incredible. And how is anyone supposed to afford all these real foods and whole foods that you are always talking about when it's so expensive to live? A lot of families are living on the dole and they can't afford it. So no wonder so many kids are eating processed stuff, because it's cheaper.
Yeah, so you think the supermarkets and the food supply and the cost of living, that people are buying unhealthy food because it's cheaper, you know, these kind of meal deals.
And I blame the government.
Yeah. And
look at all these businesses in this country not paying taxes and all. Imagine how much more money we'd have for our people of this country if that wasn't going on. And then the kids would be able to eat properly.
And do you think the government should...
Look at all the antisocial behaviour that goes on in the area. So no wonder kids are going to be standing around on front of screens, because when you go outside, what happens? You're scared you're going to get the crap kicked out of you by a bunch of teenagers or something. Who knows what's going on? The way they do these community developments where they make the playgrounds and they have the little astroturfs and all that. But what happens? Oh yeah, graffiti all over the place. Antisocial behaviour going on. Kids are probably terrified to go outside. Oh, and guess what? The gym subscription in this country for teenagers is extortionate. So no, I do think Ireland does have a problem, and I blame the government, and I blame the cost of living.
Yeah, and gyms can be expensive. I mean, there are cheap gyms, and as Maureen said, if you have two legs, you know. But the will has to be there, doesn't it? You have to push yourself out the door, and as you say,
these are children we're talking about here. Yeah. Talking about will and all this stuff. Isn't it also up to the parents to get the children out?
Yeah, well, you know, when I was growing up, I was kicked out the door, you know, out in the green.
Well, when I was growing up, I was playing with my toys. I was out in the garden, running around, jumping on a trampoline, doing loads of different stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd be walking around with my dad as well, going on long walks, looking at the sights, you know, getting to know the area, all these different things.
And now you think kids come home from school and they go straight into their bedrooms and jump on the screens, TikTok and Instagram and all that.
Well, yeah, but they're...
And do you have children yourself, Paddy?
I do.
You do? And do you encourage them to exercise and get out and get some fresh air?
Yeah, I do. I do. We go on hikes up mountains and everything.
Oh, you go hiking with them, do you?
Yeah, and we also go to the gym together.
And are you conscious of what food you buy for the family table?
I am. Even though I'm on a fixed income, I still try my best.
So I eat
some whole foods, proteins, carbohydrates, but not too much. And healthy carbs too, and healthy fat.
And do they get a little treat? Paddy, are you there?
I don't need to be watching Operation Transformation to know how to get my kids healthy.
No, what I'm asking is...
40 years, a lot of rubbish.
Well, no, it sounds to me like you're a good father and you're doing your best to give them healthy food.
Yes, I know I am, yeah.
But do you give them a treat? Like, do they get the odd ice cream and the odd bit of chocolate and all that?
No.
No?
A few strawberries, maybe. A bit of cream, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I might make a bit of a bit of pie for them, you know, something like that. Like, oh, here's another one. A nice cup of tea and a bit of butter on a biscuit. There you go.
Yeah, good food, good healthy, you know, decent food. And come here to me, the kids then, like, have you noticed that their contemporaries, like their pals at school, do you see the kids and say to yourself, we've got a problem here when you see them coming out the school gates?
Sometimes, but at the end of the day, I'm just more focused on how I raise my kids. I can't tell anyone else what to do. Yeah. I live and I live here.
Right.
I'm not going to be, like, I do notice, but at the end of the day, they're not my kids. What can I do? And as I said, there's a cost of living and all. I don't know what's going on in their house, so I don't know.
Yeah, do you judge people who just can't afford that healthy food and they have to get that meal deal?
No.
Yeah, it must be hard
even
for
look,
people.
You even look in other countries, people on food stamps.
Yeah.
And the reason why I don't judge them is because I've been there. And I think a lot of Irish people in this country are one day away, one hospital bill away from being down there too, if they're not already there.
Well, I can't disagree with you on that, that's for sure. Can't disagree with you on that. Stay there, Paddy. I want to jump in. I want to get Danielle in on this. Now, Danielle, are you there, Danielle?
I am, Gary, yes.
Now, Danielle, you believe that not all people are fat by choice. Tell us what you mean by that.
I just kind of meant like maybe they have an underlying condition.
Yeah.
Like the thyroid can cause obesity as well, if
absolutely
I'm right.
Yeah, and it's important, Danielle, before it's important for us to point out tonight that, you know, we're trying to just talk about the whole thing. We're not trying to shame anyone or anything like that. Indeed, I was very overweight growing up my whole life, indeed, until I was about 20. I had a major problem with my weight, and, you know, I had to get rid of it the old-fashioned way, and it was by eating the right food and exercise, and it's something I have to keep an eye on now. So, you know, I've been through it myself, so I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah.
But Danielle, you're saying that people do have conditions. It's not always eating too much, is it?
No, it's not. Like, I know sometimes they can just say it, but the majority of the time I'd say it's kind of, maybe they don't know they have a condition. You know, but it is, you have to kind of bring yourself to eat right as well if you can.
Yeah.
And maybe kind of force yourself out the door, as you were saying there. Because I know myself sometimes I just lack energy sometimes as well.
Yeah.
And I just have to pick myself up, right, out you go for a walk or whatever. Like,
yeah.
You know, because I couldn't afford to join a gym. Pardon me.
Well, it is a big commitment, and that's why that article today caught my eye. Would that be an incentive, do you think, for people if they could get that money back? If you said, right, I'm going to pay €50 a month to this gym, but at the end of the year, if I send a little form in, the government will give me that cash back.
I don't know about that.
No.
Would they not be better trying to lower the food prices, maybe?
You think that'd
be... I don't know, give people extra vouchers through the door or something to buy healthy food to help people out a little bit. I'm trying to think of alternatives.
Yeah, but that's why we're chatting. That's why we're chatting tonight, you know, to try and find an alternative.
I don't trust the government. I wouldn't put anything past them to try, you know. They don't do anything right, in my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of an alternative way. Would it be better just to maybe give people a discount for their food, vouchers in the post or on an app or something, encourage the supermarkets to kind of incentivize people to buy stuff?
Yeah, well, Maureen made a really good point, and I'll tell you why I think Maureen made a really good point, because the excuse that's always leveled at people is that healthy food is expensive, okay? And I get that, because, you know, I love cooking and I love watching what I'm buying and all that kind of stuff. And you know, that's the common kind of ground. Everyone says, oh, healthy food's expensive. But then Maureen said the point, no, you can get cheap apples, you can get cheap pears, you can get cheap fruit. It doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. So it is there. You know, you don't have to get the bag of gummy bears or whatever. You can buy yourself a bunch of bananas, can't you?
Yeah, of course you can. Like, and I know it depends where you shop, you know, as well. But you can go looking for the bargains that are there.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's not that hard to kind of make. It's not hard to make a healthy meal.
Yeah.
If you want to, because I do it. You know, like I eat salads and couscous and maybe some chips once a week or something.
Yeah.
And do you know, I try to vary my diet.
And would you be like a regular sort of breakfast, lunch, and dinner kind of person?
It depends how hungry I am, Gary. Sometimes I do be starving, so I just eat what I want.
Right. Oh, so you just go for it. And you have a sweet tooth, Danielle.
Yeah, I do, unfortunately.
I do as well now, to be honest with you. What's your poison? What is it?
Blueberry muffins.
Blueberry muffins, japers. They are lovely. They are lovely.
Oh, they're gorgeous. With a little bit of cream or something, or something over them.
Oh,
now you're making me want one.
See, there you are now. Do you know what? I'd love a bag of gummies now, to be honest with you. That's my Achilles heel now, is any sort of candy in that. But I'm always conscious when I eat a bag of them, because nobody ever has a few. They eat the whole bag. I say to myself, tomorrow I have to walk that off. And do you find when you have your blueberry muffin and your bit of cream and that, you say to yourself the next day, I've got to do something about that blueberry muffin?
No, enjoy it.
You just enjoy it, do you?
Once in a blue moon, I'd eat one. If I feel like having one, I'll have one.
Yeah.
Do you know? It's like, I'm not fat either. Do you know?
You don't have any trouble with your weight, no?
I did when I was younger, like you did, but...
Yeah.
Do you know, the older you get, the less you care, I guess.
Well, I suppose. Well, I find that I don't mind an L treat if I know I'm going to do something about
it. Exactly.
Yeah, and why not? Yeah. I mean, you have to live a little as well. Stay with me, Danielle. I want to get Steve in on this, because, Steve, you, the state of Irish people is what you're saying. What do you mean?
I am I not surprised?
What do you mean by that, Steve?
Okay, so first of all, there are 828 million people starving in this world. You know, and we have so many gluttonous people in this country who are overweight, and they say, I'm not fat, I'm big boned. You're fat. You know, stop being so greedy. There is no excuse, zero excuse for being overweight. Get up off your arse, do some walking, put the bucket of popcorn down, and stop eating like an animal. It's very simple. I'm tired of hearing people saying, it's a glandular problem, it's a dish problem. No, it's a fat arse problem. Get off your arse and do something about it. And I can say that because I used to have weight on me. And it was just sheer laziness. Sitting there eating pizzas and crap and what have you. And then I decided one day I'd get off my fat arse and do something about it. And now I go to the gym all the time and I'm much better off for it. I mean, the number one killer in this world is heart disease. Number one killer.
Yeah.
And that's from people eating and taking and too much sugar in their damn diets. I mean, they just cannot put the food down. I don't understand. Go ahead.
Do you think, Steve, that sugar should be dealt with like we dealt with nicotine and tar? Should we
have
a similar approach to that?
Damn it. It's stupid idea to be putting sugar in. I challenge every single person next time they're out doing their shopping. No matter what it is you're picking up off the shelf, just read the back of it and look how much sugar is in it. Sugar is unbelievably addictive. You don't even realize that you're addicted to the goddamn stuff. It's in everything. You want it. Do you know what? I was up in the shop there at Super Value the other day, and I was buying a can of beans, and they were Super Value beans. And one said sugar-free, no added sugar, and one had sugar in it. Now, the one without the sugar cost more money than the one with the sugar, and I went, how in the name of Christ does that make sense? There's one less ingredient and they're still charging more. It's because it's addictive.
They want you to eat the sugar, you think?
They want you to eat the sugar. Of course they do. I mean, Jen, you know, we have no idea what's in our food. You know jelly beans?
Yeah.
People like jelly beans.
Love them.
You know you might love them after what I'm about to tell you. So you know the shiny surface on a jelly bean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what that's made from? It's called shellac.
You're going to tell me beetle skin or something, isn't it? Go on.
That's exactly what it is.
Explain it. I've heard this before. Explain it for everyone listening.
It's crushed up beetles.
Japers.
It's the shell off beetles that is crushed up and covered in your jelly beans. So next time, everybody out there sitting on their fat ass watching Coronation Street, thinking about their weight, just look at your jelly beans and go, I'm not eating beetles. I tell you what, stick me headphones on, listen to an old podcast, go for a walk and get out and be healthy. You only have to look. And it really is the state of the people. Now, I admire, I go to the gym. I see a fat person coming into the gym and I'm like, well done. At least they're doing something about it. You know, I would not take the piss out of them or me standing there staring at them, I genuinely do think to myself, well done. You see, fat guy is walking down the road, you know, with the sweat pumping out of them, and you're going, awesome, good job, fair play to you, you're actually doing something about it. But these people who sit around scratching their arse, complaining that they're getting fatter and fatter, and they always have an excuse, I'm depressed, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other. There's always a reason to be taking drugs, always a reason to be taking drink or cigarettes or blah, 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 blah. It takes a strong person to not do it.
And what would you say, you made a good point there, what would you say to someone that you know, they might be, you know, dealing with their weight and they might be very, very down about it? Because I know when I was overweight, I found it very, very difficult. And you were there yourself. But what would you say to someone who says, I don't know about going to the gym, you know, people will be looking at me and judging me. And, you know, oh, if I go out for a run, you know, I can't be running around like all those skinny people are running around and I'll stick out like a sore thumb. What would you say to those people? Because it is hard. We have to understand that. There's people
behind it. Of course it's. Yeah. Of course it's hard. Of course it's hard, but it's an investment into your future. And your future is going to be bleak if you don't get out and do it. Yeah. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. And you have to get off your ass and do that.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't nothing more selfish than a fat person. Because they're just gluttonous. They're just stuffing food into their face. You know, I'm depressed. So what? So what? Get over it.
Well, look, you have to. No, listen, I'm conscious of not labelling everyone the same, because everyone is completely different, you know. And there's a lot of, you have to remember, there's a lot of feelings around, you know, this. Because,
stop.
It's very hard. And you know that yourself. You went through it.
Of course. Feelings. Well, we'll sit around singing Kumbaya about our feelings and getting fat, you know, because that's the solution to it. No, get over your feelings. Stop feeling so damn sorry for your fat self. Get off your ass and do something about it. You know, people out there are going to be going, he should stop calling us fat. I was fat once, so I have a fat pass. I can call people fat as much as I want now, because I used to be that person. And let me tell you, I know a girl, this is a true-to-God story, I'm not winding anybody up. There was a girl who worked in a flower shop, and she was huge. Now, I mean absolutely obese. And there was a bunch of school lads outside the shop one day, and they took the piss out of her. Now, she didn't return back to work for like months and months later. She got so down and depressed about it. But you know what happened?
What?
Do you know what happened?
What?
She went to the gym and she done something about it, because she couldn't take the slagging. She couldn't take being put down like that. And now that girl is doing amazingly. And there's nobody can turn around and call her fat now. So it worked. You know, taking off the kid gloves in that situation. Those kids were assholes. There was no need for that. But it done her the biggest favour in the world.
What would you do, Steve, if you were in a relationship with someone and they started putting on a bit of weight? Would you tell them?
I have been. Of course, yeah, absolutely. It's the kindest thing to do. Why wouldn't you? I mean, Jeannie, if you're on a problem weight, you come across so many health issues. Diabetes, high blood pressure. I mean, the list is genuinely endless. Now, I can't think of a lot of them right now, but the list, as you know, is endless. You know, arthritis. It's a big problem in this country. And there's nothing sexy, there's nothing attractive about it. So people can stop ramming that down my throat, that I see fat models and, you know, plus-size models in magazines. Plus-size models, me arse. You know, yes, of course, there's a percentage of guys who like overweight women, but the vast majority of guys don't. So why shove it in our face? It's not sexy, it's not healthy, it's disgusting.
Oh,
and I mean, it is disgusting, because it's gluttonous. All it is filling the hole in their face.
Okay. Well, Steve, will you stay with me? I've got to run to a quick
break.
And I want to keep you on the line, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about the question, is Ireland fat? So I've got to run to a break. Keep getting in touch with us on 087-188-0008. I'm going to run off and get myself a chocolate bar. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan. And before the break, we were talking about Ireland's obesity problem. Is Ireland fat? And we got loads and loads of calls and texts in, and you can get involved as well on 087-188-0008. Now, we were talking to Steve before the break, and Steve's got a fairly, you know, hardline attitude, some would say. A lot of texts coming in agreeing with what Steve had to say as well. It's not hardline at all. He's just telling it like it is. We've got Mike here. And Mike, you disagree with what Steve is saying, that people need to just get up, go out and do something about it. You disagree with it?
It's not that I disagree with that. It's just that he made a statement that people are fat because they're lazy. I've been taking medication since I was 18 for diabetes, and weight is an issue. You can go two ways with diabetes. You can either lose a lot of weight or you can gain weight. Now, I've coached basketball. I did martial arts, played basketball, played soccer. I've played sports all my life, but I'm still dealing with weight. And 9 years ago, the diabetes caught up to me, and I had major surgery. And, yeah, the doctor told me that, and as with regards to the lady that said, just get up and go for a walk, doctor told me that walking isn't enough, that I have to go to the gym. So now I've been at the gym for the last on and off for the last 9 years. Obviously, I couldn't go through COVID. But, you know, you can't just come out and say people are fat because they're lazy and they don't want to do this, that, and the other. People do have issues that cause weight problems. You know, I've had weight problems for as long as I can remember, and I've tried to deal with it, but it's not because of laziness. It's because medication can do that. Now, I have days where I can't go to the gym because I can't get control, or I might have a hypo, or my sugar's dropped too low, or I've taken too much insulin. I take 4 shots a day.
But that's what I was going to ask you. I'm familiar enough with diabetes. My own mother had it, and she suffered. Yeah. She suffered terribly with it. Indeed, she was diagnosed back in the 80s, when I suppose there was less understanding about.
Yeah,
what
so was it, I. I was diagnosed in 1988.
Right.
And,
okay. And when you were diagnosed,
about 10 years old.
When you were diagnosed, Mike, did you take it seriously, or did you say to yourself, I'll watch what I eat, and I'll be grand.
Well, I didn't because I didn't know what it was, because no one else in my family had been diagnosed.
Yeah.
But that summer then, my mother got diagnosed, and then my grandfather on my mother's side got diagnosed as well.
Hmm.
But I had never heard of diabetes. I didn't know what it was. And so, and it wasn't like, you couldn't go on the internet and look it up.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't take it seriously. I mean, I still ate junk food, but back then, I had a 28-inch waist and a 44-inch chest. Like, I mean, I was doing martial arts and everything, so I just thought, yeah, I'm grand. I have no idea what this is. I'll just take these tablets that the doctors gave me.
Yeah.
And then the weight just started creeping on.
And when did you start injecting insulin, or do you inject insulin indeed?
Yeah, I take 4 shots a day now, one after every meal and one before I go to bed.
So you have to watch. You have to watch. You have to watch what you're eating and balance it correctly, because it's difficult.
Yeah,
it's a difficult disease to live with, isn't it?
I have to count every single carb that goes into my mouth, and then I have to calculate what one unit of insulin will do towards each carb, or how many carbs can one unit of insulin. I have calculated for myself that for every 9 carbs, I need 1 shot. So I have to calculate, even when I go out for a meal, like I'm just guessing, because I've been watching it for 9 years now. I can kind of guess by looking what's on the plate,
yeah,
how much insulin. But if I take too much, then I have a hypo. So I have to constantly, I have glucose tablets in my pocket all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the only treat I have now, is my glucose tablets.
And would you be a drinker at all, Mike? Would you ever have a pint?
No, I gave up. I was. I mean, I'm not a teetotaler. I mean, I did the drinking thing. Never smoked, though. But I did drink a Budweiser, tequila, you know, the usual stuff when you go out and have a bit of fun. But about seven, eight years ago, I just said, I'm not going to do that anymore. So I just stopped. I just drink water now, nothing else.
Right. So,
I don't drink tea or coffee or anything like that either.
Okay, so you watch your diet very, very closely, because you have to.
Well, I have to, because 9 years ago I had 3 heart attacks, and I had a quadruple bypass when I was 45.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, so that was 9 years ago.
Must have been very frightening, so, Mike.
Well, it was, because I didn't realize I was having one. I just felt a lump in my chest, and it felt like heartburn. And I was sitting in the hospital. I took a picture of myself to make fun of myself. I was going to post it and say, oh, yeah, look at this idiot in hospital with heartburn.
Yeah.
And I didn't come out of the hospital. I was in there for 21 days waiting for my operation. And then I was supposed to have a triple. And then they said when they went in there, the fourth one was 99% blocked. So I had 99, 98, and 297s. They
were, right,
like, nearly completely blocked. But, you know, I mean, I'm still here. That's the main thing. But like I said, I mean, diabetes caught up to me, because no matter how much exercise I did, I wasn't extremely overweight. I didn't think I was. I mean, I was 99 kilos, whatever that. I've converted over from stone, but it's close to 200 pounds or whatever. But I'm 5'9", which I suppose was heavy enough. But I've seen people bigger than me that if you don't have an underlying issue, weight takes a long time to catch up to you. But because I had diabetes, it caught up to me in my 40s. But ever since then, it's been health food. Like, I haven't touched potatoes, junk food, sugars, any soft drinks. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I only drink water. And this lady that said you can, it's not... health food is expensive. I don't care what anyone says, because I've been doing it now for 9 years. It is expensive.
Yeah.
If you want to eat the healthier stuff, you have to pay for it. And... you know, they stick the organic label on it and they can charge whatever they want.
Well, I alluded to that earlier on, just in the sense that you hear both arguments, don't you? You hear that, oh, sure, healthy food is expensive, and then you hear, well, healthy food is kind of cheap. So you're falling between two stools there. But Mike, you've been through it, haven't you? And how are you doing now?
Well, I mean, I have the added bonus that they told me that the grafts are only going to last 15 years, so
yeah,
I have to keep myself fit for my next round of bypass surgeries.
Yeah, and do you get any light exercise in?
Well, I go to the gym now. I'm back in the gym now. I go about 3 times a week. I do about 1.5 hours, but I walk every day as well. I have 2 dogs. They're big dogs, so I can't walk them together. They're too strong. So
they walk
3 miles a day. They walk me. Well, they drag me. But I do about 3 miles a day on top of that as well. But, I mean, I'm still struggling with a little bit of weight, even though I'm going to the gym, because I'll never be able to shift it because I'm also taking tablets.
Yeah, it's a balancing act, isn't it? You're trying to balance.
It is balancing.
Yeah, you're trying to balance all of it.
All I can do is, all they said to me is just maintain the weight that you're at. Don't worry about losing it. Just maintain. Stay... Like, I'm 88 kilos now, and I have been since the operation. So if I stay in around that, they said that'll be a big help. Everything's under control at the moment, but, you just don't know.
Okay. Well, good man, Mike. Stay with me there. No, fair play to you, I have to say. And I'm glad to hear that you're doing well, because, it's a tough old road all the same, isn't it? Stay with me. I'm gonna go to Joey now. Joey, you're a personal trainer. And you've got your own opinions about Ireland's supposed or maybe obesity problem. Go ahead there, Joey.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest with you. I was on the way home from work and I heard Maureen talk, and I got a little bit annoyed. I got a little bit annoyed by the other people blaming the food. And actually, before coming on, before talking now, even my ma was like, yeah, it is the food's fault. It's the chipper's fault and everything. It's not. It's not the chipper's fault. It's not the food's fault. It's the people that, in my opinion, it's the people that eat it constantly and don't burn it off, because it's all, like, you can enjoy a chipper, you can enjoy a chocolate, or like you said, you like gummies. I love gummies. I love gummies. I love gummy bears. I love Haribo's, Tang Fast, all that. But like, we can have that, but we need to work it off at the same time. You can't just sit in bed and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and then blame the food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. I mean, I'm the side saying earlier on, if I have a bag of jellies, I say to myself, I'm going to be paying for this tomorrow.
I won't even lie. So I'm a van driver. I'm a courier. I was eating I had 2 packs of jellies today while I was driving, because it's easy to eat. I won't lie at all. But tomorrow I'm going to burn it off, or tonight I'm going to burn it off, or you know what I mean? Like, you need to work it off. You can't just stuff your face and then say, it's the chipper's fault. I agree with the whole tax back with the gym. I agree with it. I've spent probably God knows how much money on gyms, and for many reasons. I don't necessarily have a weight problem in the heavier side of it. I'd have a weight problem in the lighter side of it, as in I lose weight way too quickly. So for me, in order for my appetite to gain and everything, I need to do extra work, and going for a walk or whatever doesn't cut it half the time. Or doing push-ups doesn't really cut it. So I need to go to the gym. I need to push the heavy weight in order for me to get that appetite.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to bring Steve back.
People always think about...
Go ahead. No, stay there for a second, because I want to bring Steve back in, because Steve, you were saying, look, you've a fairly straightforward approach to it, plain speaking, you know, get up, do something about it and that. You heard from Mike there, obviously Mike's been, you know, through his own challenges and that's his position. Joey just said there, it's about, you know, calories in, calories out. So what do you make of all that?
I'll tell you. So, firstly, I want to know, where exactly did Mike disagree with me?
I don't think he did disagree with you. No, I don't think he did disagree with you.
When he came on first, you know, he came on as that he wanted to disagree with me. You know, I would never blame anybody with a medical condition. You know, because they're putting on.
No, yes, I did.
I said it at the very start of the conversation. You can listen back later on when
the
podcast.
You said that anyone that sits around in their fat because they're lazy.
Yes, any lazy person. I'm not talking about somebody with a medical condition.
But you did not specify that.
So what you're going to do is you're going to get insulted.
I wouldn't have texted in.
So what
I would not have texted in if you had said that.
Mike.
I'm not.
So what you're going to. What you're going to do
you
is you're going to get...
You talking over me all you like.
You're the one talking over me. I was in the middle of saying something and you were rudely cutting over me. So what I am saying is, if somebody, God forbid, tomorrow, you know, took ill and they put on a load of weight, I'm hardly going to blame them. What simple-minded person would blame somebody for that? I am blaming the lazy people, a.k.a. the reason why I said lazy. People who are lazy, I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. There are people, I was put onto pills, they're called amitriptyline, and they're supposed to help with depression, and they put on a load of weight. So when I'm taking those pills and they put on the weight, that's not my fault. Nothing to do with me, that's to do with the pills. Something like you said earlier on as well. So I wouldn't blame you on that. You've been through, you think I'm going to stand there pointing at you going, hey, fatso? Not at all, absolutely not. I would walk with somebody like you to get you better and fit and healthy. You know, stop taking offence on behalf of the people who are lazy, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're taking offence on their behalf.
I'm not taking offence on their behalf. You didn't clearly state that anyone with a medical condition, they're out of the question. You just basically said that anyone that's sitting around with weight is because they're too lazy to do something about it. And that's not true. You know, people can get lazy. People get tired.
I never said that.
People with arthritis. I mean, I have aches and pains that stop me from going to the gym sometime too. But if I sat around and waited for them, would that make me lazy then? You know, people have reasons for not exercising. It's not just because they're lazy.
And what I'm doing is I'm attacking the people who are lazy. Forget about your ones. Remove them from the conversation. The people that, like your situation, let's remove that completely. We're talking about the obesity issue in Ireland. The country has gone huge, fat, disgustingly, and nothing other than laziness. I'm talking about those people, not you. So stop getting offended. You know, there is a weight issue.
I'm not offended. I texted in and said that I just didn't agree with you. I'm not offended. You can't offend me.
Okay, well,
I've been called fat all my life. I don't care what people say.
Okay, so what about, would you tell me, what about the people who are just sitting around eating chippers all day on their fat, lazy ass and doing nothing about it? Well, what about those people?
What about them? It's not my concern. That is up to them to realize that they have issues.
That's who we're talking about. That's who we're talking about. But, we're not talking about you.
Yeah, but you think coming on here and insulting them is going to make them any different? It's not.
Sometimes, yes,
care.
It does. Sometimes, no. if you actually listened fully,
maybe
I told
one,
a story
maybe,
where that did work.
Maybe one time out of 10, if you're lucky.
Maybe. It's worth it, isn't it? Maybe. To save them a lifetime of problems like yours? Absolutely, yes.
Dave, you see, I inherited my problems. I didn't get it through eating shit food, as everyone calls it. I was fit and healthy when I was diagnosed. I took the medical to join the American military, and that's where I found out.
Yes, and you did also say that you overate as well, and you did indulge
I became overweight after that because I figured the medication would cover everything. When I was diagnosed with diabetes,
stop making
this
about you. Stop. Just it's a very selfish thing to do.
Hang on.
Hang on. This is not about you.
This conversation is not about you.
I cannot talk about anybody else or specify anybody else's issues. I can only talk about myself.
Stop being so arrogant.
I can talk about myself. I'm talking about how you come out and made a statement and I disagree with it. Now, you can't come on here and tell me.
What are you disagreeing with?
I'm disagreeing with the fact that not everybody that's fat is lazy.
I never said that. Never said that.
I think if you listen back tomorrow, you did.
Everybody who is fat is lazy.
You said it more than once.
I promise you, I did not. I will not. I don't speak in absolutes, my friend. I don't speak in absolutes. I never have, and I never will. I never said everybody. You can backtrack all you like.
I wouldn't have bothered to come on here and talk to you otherwise.
Maybe you shouldn't have come on making it all about you. We're talking about the overweight issue in this country.
I can only talk about myself. Well, I'm not going to talk about other people's issues.
I'm going to jump in now because the two of you are on absolute fire. Look, Mike, you've had your health challenges and Steve, you've got your opinions and that's absolutely fine. If the both of you stay with me because you're both on fire, maybe take it down a notch. And I'm going to get Eddie in on this. Eddie's been holding on for a while, so I'm going to get Eddie in on the conversation. Now, Eddie, what do you think? Does Ireland have an obesity problem?
100%. How are you, Mike? How are you, Steve? You well? I was just crunching the numbers there, right? So at the moment, as we stand, one in five kids is overweight, right? So if there's 500 kids, 100 of them are overweight. Far too high. 60% of adults. And there are 53 countries in Europe where ninth on the obesity table. So yes, we have a massive problem. And you can't even tell somebody they're overweight, even if you're trying to do them good torn because your class is fat shaming. And I had an incident there a while ago. I was accused of fat shaming somebody. I played sports all my life, football, boxing, hiking, snowboarding, tennis, the whole lot, whole nine yards. And I tried to look after myself. Wouldn't be a big drinker, don't smoke. I was in the pub with my mate, and his missus was there, and she was trying to set me up with her friend. And her friend's a big girl, a smoker, sedentary lifestyle, sits at home gaming all day, nothing in common. And I just tried to be really polite and said, I'm not attracted to her. She was going, oh, but she's a lovely girl. I get talking to her. I said, I'm not attracted to her. And all of a sudden, are you calling her fat? I said, I never said that once. But then it went on and on and on. And I just blew my lid and said, look, she's a big girl. I try to look after myself. We're not a match. And I got vilified for it. And I turned around to her and I said, look, you go on Tinder. And there's girls there. Won't go with a smoker. Won't go with a fella with a tash. Won't go with a bald man. Won't go with a fella smaller than. Won't go with a black man. But as soon as a fella turns around and says he's not attractive with an overweight woman, he's the biggest arsehole in the world. The biggest arsehole in the world.
And Eddie, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, that's what I was going to ask you.
I have a duty of care to look my best for my partner to keep that attraction, and they have the same duty of care to me.
But what if you were going out?
And if I let myself go, and she doesn't find me attractive anymore, that's my fault.
But Eddie, I want to ask you a question. If you were going out with a girl and she put on weight, what would you do?
I would tell her, come on, book your ideas up. I went out with a girl years ago and she started smoking and I finished with her. I used to give her polo, but I'm not a smoker. It's like kissing an ashtray. And I just said, we're done. Good luck.
Did you give her a chance to give them up? Did you give her a chance to give them up?
Yeah, of course. But she didn't. And it's not my lifestyle. And I didn't find it attractive. And I just struggled to kiss her. It's like kissing an ashtray. Gone. Good luck.
And it's not for me. Would you say that you have like a lot of things that you need, a lot of boxes you need to be ticked before you can go with a girl? Or are they just the two things, smoking and weight, that you won't put up with? Is there anything else?
No. But basically, probably them. I like to try and look at them. I'm not oil paying, but I'm not bad mix for any 48-year-old bloke. Because what I've invested into myself in my 20s and 30s, it's kind of paying off now. Now, I've a gammy hip from years of sport, but apart from that, touch wood, everything seemed okay. And if I'm in a relationship with a girl, I will do my damn best to keep a bit of pride in my appearance. So when I'm on her arm, she thinks, yeah, he's a catch. He's a good-looking bloke. And I expect the same in return.
Right. And come here to me.
You can't change the laws of attraction.
Well, that's fair enough. You know, people have their tastes. But come here to me. I want to ask you, like, I don't know if you have kids or if there are children in your family, nieces or nephews or anything like that.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story now, right? So I have a camper van and I took my brother's two lads away last year to the North Antrim coast. Carrigaree Road Bridge, Joint Causeway, Dunseverick Castle, loads of waterfalls. These two lads, I had to recross the border because they lost the signal on the phone.
Right.
And I blame technology. Didn't want to do anything because of the phones. And two of them are a bit overweight, not massively, but I blame technology. Now, for an experiment, the following month, I took their two younger sisters who don't have phones on the exact same holiday. And they had the time of their life. The time of their life.
So you think the technology is...
Technology is a huge problem. There's people now, you don't even have social skills. Their social skills is sitting at home, looking at a TV with a headset on, talking to someone in America. And they think that's them going out now. When was the last time you seen a kid climb a tree?
It's funny you say that, Eddie. There's a green in front of me where I live, and I played on it when I was a kid, and all my friends played on it when we were kids. And sure, you haven't seen a kid on that green, and I'm not messing, in 15 or 20 years.
Yeah. We'd be all out on our bikes, making ramps and building dens and rope swings. And kids don't do any of that now.
No, they don't. Technology is killing the health
and if you do, of this younger generation.
And if you do see a bunch of kids hanging around, you say to yourself, there's something wrong, don't you? It's not, because it used to be a normal thing. I mean, I was used to go out with my pals on our bikes. We'd be going around like the Goonies or whatever you want to call it. You really don't see it anymore. And they are all at home on their iPads and they're all on their phones and whatever in front of their PlayStations on their
Xboxes. Do you know what I would do, Gary, right? I totally agree with cutting down the amount of sugar and processed crap and food. But also, up to sixth class in primary school, I would make the last hour every single day compulsory PE. Because it's the only bit of fitness some kids are getting.
Yeah, no,
it's important. Make that every single day, the last hour of class, every single day before you go home, you're home with a good sweat on.
I don't know what the PE schedule is. I don't know what it is now. It used to be once a week when I was in school.
Yeah, once a week, that's brutal. Yeah. And I'd urge every parent listening to put their kid into sport. Not only will it improve their health, but team building and social confidence. The whole lot, has the whole nine yards, has a knock-on effect.
Yeah.
Everyone should be playing sport as a kid, you know?
All right. Eddie, listen, I'm not cutting you off, but I have to head for news now. So
thanks
a million for calling in, and thanks indeed to Mike. I wish you well, Mike, with your health journey, and indeed Steve as well. And we had a good chat there about Ireland's obesity problem, a subject I'm sure, no doubt, we will return to. Stay with us and keep getting in touch on 0871 88 0008, because after the news, I'm going to be talking about mandatory dash cams, and we're going to be looking into what is going on with Ireland's roads. Okay, I'll see you after the news.
Nighttime Talk. Call us now on 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.